pick her. Pick out her food. She be getting nervous around them big dogs in there, though. My girl. Don't know nothing about all that.
Gather soon. Because who the fuck is that?
She like to be in places where she in charge, like at Nana's house, because, you know, Nana got them other two dogs, and if they ain't nice to Kelly, they got to go in a crate. So Kelly be over there jumping on top of Lady head. As soon as Lady grab, Kelly be like, do you want to go get put up?
Do you want to get put up? Kelly said, these dogs in pickle, I don't know them.
I ain't got the Miss Authority.
Whose man's is this? Whose man's is this? Anyway. Welcome to season 2, episode 4.
Y'all about to say, I have no clue.
Of Between the Sheets with Y and Courtney. I am Y to the T to the Waisha.
Waisha? Not Waisha.
I'm Y.
I bet there's somebody name out here too.
It probably is.
You probably got a good paying job too.
Waisha.
I'm here to see Waisha.
And Waisha is probably white. That's the crazy part. Cause last night I was with introduce yourself before I tell my story.
Oh, well, I'm Courtney. Courtney.
Last night with Leah and them. Ty was talking about like his coworkers, and he said something about one of his coworkers named Joetta, and I just assumed that Joetta was blackity black black black. No, Joetta is of the Caucasian persuasion. Shout out to Joe.
Joetta. When I was in high school, it was this white girl. She was talking about how she goes over to her mom's house, her friend's house all the time, and her friend's mom, you know, she'd be like, oh, Miss Lucretia, can you? And I was like, your friend, African-American? And she was like, no. I said, so Miss Lucretia is white? Yeah. Yeah. Miss Lucretia was white. I'll never forget it as long as I live.
It's us. We the problem. Black people are the problem. we're the racist ones. For us to just put a name on somebody. Oh yeah.
Lucretia though. Lucretia.
And I don't know a single white Lucretia. Not one. Or when they name be like Tawanda or something.
White people really do fuck up names way more than we do, because since working where I work, since I be having all those calls coming in, you know, I have to read off the different names, and they really be having names fucked up. This one dude called, his name was Aaron, E-R-I, like it was E-A-R-N-O-N.
Yeah, Aaron.
And I was like, am I speaking to Erion? And like, it's Aaron. I was like, oh, word?
Hey, Aaron, how you doing? What can I help you with? Erion?
Erion? It's Aaron. I was like, oh, okay. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, Aaron. Hey, Aaron.
Because that wasn't even nothing your mama had to do. She was just in there putting letters together on a paper.
Like, oh, I want it to be different. I want to name him Aaron, but make it exotic.
But make it Aaron with a little razzle dazzle. No.
They didn't even need no razzle dazzle. But child, I guess. Anyway, this week's book. Let me see what it's called.
It's your week to talk about it, too.
I don't want to. This week's book. It's by none other than the great Brenda Jackson. And it's called The Wife He Needs, Westmoreland Legacy, The Outlaws.
Speaking of Brenda, so she posted something on Facebook the other day about this dress she found in TJ Maxx. And she was like, oh, look at my great find in TJ Maxx today. And I'm like, I wish I would go in TJ Maxx and see Brenda walking around. Because I be in TJ Maxx all the time. Curtis Stepper. Curtis Stepper.
Peter Jackson.
Yeah. Walking around teaching makeup. But you know, she looks just like such like a regular old, you know, just, you know, run of the mill, you know, black woman. I probably wouldn't think twice. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's after you know how you like walk past her. You get to your car and be like, that was fucking Brenda Jackson.
That was Brenda Jackson. Well, I did the same thing when I met Marc Jacobs. Michael Kors. When I met Michael Kors, we was in the Michael Kors store on Rodeo Drive, and me and Veronica was just looking around, and this man, now I didn't notice all the employees seemed a little bit but, you know, he was just walking around talking, so I figured he was just an old man in the store. You know, old men in the store love to just keep a random conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, what are y'all doing? Girls' day shopping? Just having random convo, this, that, and the third. And the man behind the counter was just like, and when we left at the store, we didn't think nothing of it. But then we saw him come out of the back, like when his car got pulled up, come out of the back of the store, not out of the front doors like we did, come out of the back and like hop in a car and just speed out. And I was like, bitch, was that Michael Kors?
You had to Google it.
And then we Googled him and looked at him like, oh, Michael Kors.
He just sitting here chit-chatting, employee stiff as hell. Scared the motherfucker in here.
We didn't think nothing else about it because, you know, it was like, maybe this is just, you know, just be chit-chatting. But yeah, I ain't think nothing about it. I was like, damn, I wish I could have got a picture, an autograph, a free bag, something.
Something.
Like, help me out.
Can I get a discount, sir? This bag got a scratch on it. Anyway. This week's story is about, what's this man's name? Garth. Garth Outlaw.
Mm-hmm. Them whispering his cousins.
The daddy don't want to accept. Why Bart don't want to accept that he can't see the whispering? Why is he so like up in the dizzy?
Black people is usually so readily ready to accept kinfolk.
Right, like we love a cousin.
Girl, that's your cousin, Ma. No, it's not.
but Bartholomew is not a fan.
Black people be so ready to cousin you. They be like, you and my uncle could have dated for like 3 days, went on 2 dates. And black people be like, that's your cousin.
That's your auntie Patricia and your cousin Juliet.
No, it's not. The people didn't even date long. No, it's not. Let alone get married, let alone have children. They went out on 3 dates and now we cousins.
They went on 3 days and they hate each other. They hate each other.
You'll always be there. You're going to always be welcome here. Don't worry about him. Ma'am,
that's the word. Why are black people like that though? Like steady inviting exes to family events and telling you not to worry about the person that you used to talk to.
Don't worry about him. They love saying that.
Don't nobody give a damn about him. He'll be all right. Okay, generational curses, childhood trauma.
And now he like, now I gotta go to my damn family function and see you there. Black people normalize leaving that man family alone though when y'all break up.
Even right, girl, stop going. Why are you still going?
Even if the mama said, girl, you always welcome, stop going. Normalize, because one day that person is gonna meet somebody else. They're gonna get married. They're gonna, you know, and you still showing up to all their family events. Like, that's awkward. Normalize leaving that man family alone.
Because how he gonna explain to his new bitch why his old bitch at the cookout?
Just regularly, for no reason. If y'all don't take nothing away today, take away, leave that man family alone. It's okay to still be cordial, but you ain't got to go to Christmas and Thanksgiving dinner.
Jesus. Ooh, black people, we run out. We're the problem. Back to Garth. Back to little Garth. So Garth is the oldest of, was it six siblings?
Yeah, them outlaws.
And he then took over his daddy's company, the little outlaw freight lines or something like that. They do something with transportation. Don't, you know, hold me to it. So Garth is in the business for a wife. We own another book where the guy's in business for a wife. And they want to do it so like, by this list, like I want my wife to have this, this, and this quality, and she has to have this, this, and this. But Garth, look at Calandria.
beat me.
I wish everybody else could see Calandria acting a fool in the background. What is going on?
And this is what she was doing all night while I was trying to sleep.
Go to bed.
I'm in the bed like this. Just trying to get a decent night's sleep.
And Calandria. And her mind is, no, if you buck, boy, no. That was playing in her mind. She in the club.
Mind you, I'm so used to it that I'm just.
Like, don't even worry about it. I'm gonna go to sleep. You do what you want to do. That's how you do like regular cheering. Uh-huh. Bet you want to act a fool.
You woke. Okay,
that's cool.
That is what it is. So I'm gonna go ahead and go to sleep.
But one thing about it, I'm gonna go to bed on Audrey. Sure is straight to sleep. She can stay up as late as she wants, as long as you get up in the morning for school, honey.
And the world is so much tired because I got in the bed.
I'm sleepy. Be in the back seat, just wake up. What's the bed last night? Anyway, so
good. What's so funny is I can see Audrey just in the back seat.
Sleep, mouth wide open. That's she was yesterday. She got a little, she didn't put a blanket in the car and everything. She up under the blanket. Wake up!
The ride to school ain't even that long.
Put your mask on. Get up. She made that sleep. I'm sleepy. I don't give a damn.
I told you to go to bed at 9 o'clock, but you was
you want to be grown? Grow up. Get up. Come on. So Garth is in the market for a wife, and his sister suggested that he use a dating service to get said wife. Mm-hmm. And so Garth has signed up for the dating service. They've paired him with a woman, and his plan is to spend 2 weeks in Spain getting to know this woman and hopefully cultivating a relationship good enough to marry. Because Garth is doing it this way because he doesn't want to marry for love. He wants to marry just to marry and have kids.
Can't provide no living relationship
and a family.
Because they can't provide no living relationship.
And then I don't like it because the backstory to Garth not wanting to be in love with his spouse is because 10 years ago he was engaged to a girl. They were both in the military. I think what was Garth? The Marine?
It was one of them.
He was in the military and they were gone.
What's her name, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were deployed overseas, and Karen's plane got shot down or something. Karen died
before they got married. They got married.
They ain't got married yet. They were supposed to. They were like a couple weeks out from coming home when she died, and she was gonna be stationed somewhere. He was gonna be stationed somewhere, and they were gonna plan their wedding when they got back to the States. Well, Karen died over there in combat, and Garth hadn't been no good ever since. But now he's gotten to the age, he's taken over his daddy's company, and he thinks that he needs to have a family to fulfill all his, you know, duties.
Oh, you want to be a family now? You want to be a family man?
As CEO of said company. So that's why he's going this route with the dating service to get a wife, because he wants a loveless marriage. Or so he thinks. Okay, cool. So, Lil Garth has planned his little trip to Spain or whatever, and him and his pilot, Lil Reagan. Reagan is the daughter of Franklin. I don't even know what their last name is. It don't matter. Reagan daddy used to be Garth's daddy's pilot. So they've had the same family flying them for the last 40 years, whatever. So Reagan took her daddy place and became Garth's pilot. And so Reagan fly to Spain, right? So in route to Spain, when they first get to Spain, Charm calls Garth and tells him that Garth, your little date not coming, honey.
She ain't showed up.
The dating services got the dates confused, and she ain't gonna be able to make it. Y'all gonna have to reschedule. Garth said, "What? Reschedule? Well, I guess I could just get on the plane and fly back with Reagan in 2 days when she get ready to leave." And Garth's sister was like, no, cool. You take this little break. You stay the 2 weeks. And you know what? Just invite Reagan to stay with you or whatever. Because she need a break too. As loyal as she's been to us.
Family.
She need a break too. And my bro, she got a job offer on the table too. Uh-oh. Garth didn't like that, honey. Because she got to talking about Harold and how he was how Harold was just a horrible man, how he'd be hitting on all his employees, and Garth was like, oh no, Reagan can't go there. Now, mind y'all, Reagan ain't mentioned leaving the company or nothing. She just got the job offer, and she got
offered. Ain't looking for the job offer. I think he just offered it to her.
He just offered it to her. It's because, you know, Harold was trying to get a little taste. You know, that's why Garth was, you know, feeling a certain way.
Garth knew Harold was just trying to get a little taste.
So, Reagan had got the job offer, and Charm thinks she's sleep, hun. Cause we know why you asked him to get Reagan this day, trying to be the love doctor. She probably, thinking back on it, Charm probably gave the dating services the wrong date. She did that by design. So she could be like, no, no, just you and Reagan stay. Y'all have a good time or whatever. So at first, Garth was like, no, I can't ask her to stay. I can't do that. But then Charm dropped that little bomb about her getting that job offer. And he was like, yeah, oh, okay, I'll call her right now. And ask her if she want to stay.
You know what? You know what? You do need a vacation.
Need a vacation just like the rest of us. Mm-hmm. Let me call her.
You need to be so, treated by the company.
Whole time, Reagan is secretly in love with Garth. He always be like that. Like, would a girl be secretly in love with her boss and be scared to say something?
I be done made a move by now.
Act like these men be acting. I see you, I like you, and I want you. And you go out there and get him, see? Ain't no point of being timid. What you scared for?
Then you gonna say no, and you gonna get fired? Well, that's a strong possibility.
But at least you, I mean.
That's gotta be a possibility you would take.
It may be worth it, sis. I don't know. Read the room before you do it.
Read the room. You know what? Men gonna fold regardless. Let me tell you this. Men gonna fold. You know if he interested before you got to the part of a sexual harassment lawsuit. Because men, niggas ain't shit. And they gonna fold. Let me tell you what. All you gotta do is mention something semi-personal. And it can even be like on the realm of just like, you know, because niggas will turn anything into a sexual conversation. All you gotta do is say, yeah, I just bought this new bikini.
Wow.
He's gonna be like, what bikini? Show me a picture.
You got pictures of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me record this.
That's literally all you gotta do. And the conversation sounds innocent enough, you know, to where you can't be construed as sexual harassment, and the niggas will take it from there. Niggas gonna fall. They gonna fall.
Mm-hmm. Zero faith in you niggas. Anyway.
Zero faith in you niggas. Zero.
Not a lick of faith. But yeah. So Garth invites Reagan to stay. And Reagan was like, you know how like when something good happens to you or like something that you didn't like wanted to happen in your mind for forever? So when Garth called and asked her to stay, Reagan was like, is this a sign?
Girl, just happy.
Is this my chance? Is this my opportunity? So, of course, she said yes. So, Charm had already planned out, like, all these activities for Garth and his date to do the 2 weeks they were in Spain. So, now he gets to do those activities with little Reagan. And so, him and Reagan, at first, it was, you know, super, like, friendly. Like, this is just a friend trip. We having a good time. We just hanging out. Because, you know, men are oblivious.
To when a woman.
To what be really going on around them. Like, oblivious. Like, or at least they act that way. Because I feel like Garth was feeling Reagan just like Reagan was feeling Garth. But he was just, you know, fighting it. Because he didn't want, he felt like, well, you know what? Reagan deserves love. And I can't give her that.
And I ain't gonna be able to give her that.
Because I am in love with Karen. And I can't give my heart to anyone else because I'll be doing a disservice to Karen. Karen been dead
for 10 years, honey.
10 of them things. Girl, she not coming back.
And I get grief. I do. But it's a time that you know, you can move past grief.
I mean, don't forget about little Karen. We ain't saying, like, fuck Karen. But also, come on, girl. You got to give yourself something. If she been gone 10 years. So, I don't even know how they, like, ended up getting to the point where, like, they wanted to get hot and heavy with each other. Like, the discussion came about.
I think it was basically they was out to dinner and dudes was starting to approach Reagan.
They went to the opera when they was at the opera. That's what it was.
Dudes was starting to, like, you know, because I guess they could see that they weren't a couple. Yeah, if you a couple, you all hugged it.
Mm-hmm.
A couple. Honestly, though, when I get married, I hope people will understand that my man is my man, because I'm not a hugged up type of girl, though.
You're right.
So,
but what's weird, though, they were, I guess it kind of depends on where you are, because over there, I feel like over there in, like, Spain,
they very heavy on PDA, huh?
Yeah. And so, like, because they were dancing. And one of them little Spaniards walked up and said, "Can I cut in, motherfucker?
Can I cut your throat?
Don't it look like we together?
Can we on this? Can I? Can you not? Can you back the fuck up?
Can I cut in?
Sound really bad because it's out of nowhere. It's completely out of nowhere. Have you had them Berryfield beignets from Popeyes?
Mm-mm.
Ooh, child. I had some last night and I'm clearly still thinking about it.
You know, I don't like fruit.
Oh.
I didn't even know Popeye was selling beignets.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a commercial that they showed on TV?
I don't know, girl, but they got some Berryfield ones and I'm definitely going to get me some more today.
I wonder if it was like one of them exclusive to your area type things. Because, mm-hmm. You know, you live in a bigger city. I live in small town USA.
They're delicious.
Look how you looking into the camera. This is some fat shit. So what they got to do with Garth and Reagan?
It had nothing to do with it. But
and the opera.
It was still in my heart.
Have to get it off your chest.
Had to get
some Berryfield beignets. Shout out to Popeyes. Sponsor us. We need endorsements. We ready to blow up and leave our jobs. So shout out to Popeyes. So after Lil Reagan is getting hit on at the opera, Garth makes up in his mind and now she's mine and I'm going to tell her tonight that I want her. But he just want to have an affair.
I feel like he went about that conversation so wrong. Like, he insulted her. That conversation was, like, when I read it, I'm like, I was feeling the same way that Reagan was feeling, like, baby, this is insulting as fuck.
Offended. Do you hear me? I am offended.
Because basically he started the conversation with saying, oh, well, since my other date ain't here, let's engage in an affair.
But he do, and then the way he approached it, he knew he had fucked up. But the issue is Garth.
No, let me explain.
Let me explain. Garth is like super, like, straightforward, and so whatever he thinking, he just gonna say it. And you know that don't really work
with us women.
With us women, like, be straightforward, but also, like,
think out what you got to say.
Put a little sugar on it, just a little salt beige.
Just a little something.
But that boy Garth said, do what it is. I just want to fuck on you. You know what I'm saying? We can fuck here. We can fuck back in Alaska when we get back. If that's what you know want to do. I just want to put it out there, like,
we can fuck.
I want you. So what's up, little baby? And Reagan was like,
he had the nerve to say, now, while I was going to marry the other woman,
I can't marry you.
I'm not planning on marrying you.
And Reagan was like, what the fuck? And then he tried to fix it. He tried to fix it, like, no, Nothing against you. You're a beautiful woman. I think you're great, but you deserve love.
And I can't give it to you.
And I can't give it to you. But Reagan, I want to give you this dick.
Okay. But my thing is, okay, and here's where I don't, where it's, okay, so you tell me that I'm a woman who deserves love and I'm a woman who deserves something special, but you still want to fuck on me and you still want to fuck me over.
Like, just leave me alone.
If like, I feel like, yeah, I'm a woman who deserves love. I'm a woman who deserves all of this that you say I do. Yes, I do. So leave me the fuck alone and let me find it.
Right.
Like, why are you still here claiming that you want to fuck me? Leave me alone and let me find what I'm looking for then. Those should be the reasons that you don't want to pursue this with me. That you don't pursue this with me.
Because I deserve better. So let me go get better. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I thank you.
Thank you so much, yeah. Sir.
But so they get into that little confrontational argument or whatever. Reagan go back to her room and she sit around and she think for a little while, like, okay, I'm a fuck him.
And Raven do the worst thing that you can do as a woman.
I'm a fuck him.
She goes in her room and talks herself into, oh, you can show him how
I can show him how love works. I can give him this pussy and then show him that, like,
we are good together and we will be perfect together in a relationship.
And eventually he will fall for me. He'll fall for me eventually. Girl, stop. Don't waste your time.
Now, luckily, we are in fantasy land. So, I mean, if you read any romance novels, of course, you know how this one go in. Luckily,
yeah, it's going to work out.
But women, this shit don't work in real life. Trust me, I know. I know. Firsthand. I know. And you have to learn some hard truths. Because I am an avid romance novel reader, and I have been an avid, you know, romance novel reader for most of my teen years and like early adult years. In my early adult years, I thought the same way because, you know, I've seen it play out so much in fantasy land. Like, oh yeah, I just got to prove it to him. Baby, you can't prove shit to these niggas. And no matter how much you prove it to them, you can't make them do what they don't want to do.
Right. You can't.
You have to learn to listen to what these niggas say out their mouth the first time. If that man said out his mouth the first time, he'll never marry you. He'll probably never marry you. Like, unlike Reagan, you know, it works out in her favor at the end. Of course it does, because it's a fantasy novel. It ain't gonna work out in your favor at the end, sis.
Not like you think it is. Just give it up.
I just want to tell 22-year-old Courtney that. I do.
Because one thing about a nigga's gonna nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, girl. If he's not giving what he's supposed to give, let it go. Elsa?
Let it go. Let it go. Because honestly, in real talk, after that first conversation, she should have been like, well, let's just fly home.
Like, let's fly.
Let's just go home and pretend like this conversation never happened. Because first of all, I find this proposal extremely insulting.
But my girl Raven said, I'm gonna make you love me. Oh, yes, I will. Mm-mm. No, Reagan. No. But anyway, Lil Reagan and Big Garth carry on their little casual sex campaign, honey. And when I tell y'all they be fucking.
Fucking.
They be fucking. I just, what is stamina coming from?
You know what I do when I read them novels? These people do be sexing a lot. And it's like, now I consider the fact that I have an extremely high sex drive. I do. Not that high.
Mm-mm.
Because I be tired, babe. Like, you know, 3-4 rounds a day.
And then waking up. In the middle of the night, don't wake me up.
Don't please. I don't see how couples do that. That middle of the night, please don't do that. Don't do that. Because I'm in a horrible ass mood now. Don't do that.
I am sleepy.
I'm not sexy timing. I'm not. No. Don't do that. I'm mad. Don't do that.
I don't understand how people wake up in the morning and go straight to fucking, like without brushing their teeth or nothing. I can't do that. I'm just not that girl anymore.
I used to be somebody who liked morning sex. I like night sex. So we usually end up having sex twice a day, once in the morning, once in the night. But it wasn't like we didn't see each other every day. But when we did see each other, we had sex once in the morning, once in the night.
And I'm cool with morning sex, but like, let me brush my teeth first.
I hate morning sex.
Let me prepare myself for the morning sex. Because you breathing in my face, it's throwing off my balance in here. I'm not going to be able to focus.
It's throwing off my balance. You know how people wake up and go straight to kissing people too in the morning? A little morning breath. No, baby. My breath stink.
Remember when we went to see, what that was we went to see together? Stomp the Yard.
And
Columbus Short went to see Megan Good. Was it Megan Good? And he hadn't brushed his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, girl, he ain't even brushed his teeth yet.
I know my breath stinks in them. I know I got funky breath in the morning.
That's what the hell is going on.
When I go to the bathroom, I'd be like, ooh, wait.
You know what? That was a very good movie experience because that's that same movie that girl was sitting behind us and said, I drink his bath water.
It was. And that was like 15 years ago, bro.
That is crazy. We had some good times. Some good times.
I drink his bath water. Columbus should be beating on women.
Oh. So Garth and Reagan.
It's a domestic dispute for me.
Multiple women. Like, what are
you? So, like, the first time I was like, oh my God, are we sure? And then the second and third time, I was like, oh, he do that shit for real.
This is a problem.
These women ain't fucking lying, bro.
Columbus, you may need to seek help. You may need to get a little help, buddy.
Like, I mean, you know, the first time it's okay. It's legally okay to, like, question. Okay, ooh, dang. Are we sure? Like, do we have all the facts? But by the time the second accusation rolled around, then we like, come on now. And then the third and fourth, and now it's just kind of like, damn, lock this nigga up.
Like, why is he still free? What they should have done with R. Kelly. No, they should have done with R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
No. Give a nigga's chance at a chance. Now we want to
menace.
Now we want to mute him and stuff. It's too late.
It's too late.
We didn't allow it for 2 decades. Now y'all want to. Anyway, Garth and Reagan were fucking like rabbits or whatever for their little 2-week trip in Spain. And so, of course, and then this is why I don't understand. Like when she was like, "I'm gonna, you know, make him file for me." You fucking him is not going to help your condition as is because you already in love for him.
Girl, now he done, like, now you creating an intimate bond.
Now he done put his little ding-ling in you and touched your soul. And
put you on the inside part. Touch you on the inside part and say it's your name.
And now you down bad, beloved. You down bad because sex ain't going to make it no better.
Now your end.
It just makes it 10 times worse because now sex gives you that false sense of love.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you already in love with somebody, you already really like somebody, and then you mess around and have sex with them. Now you soul ties.
Now you in deeper love.
Cause then it's good. Then he fucking the shit out you.
The shit out you. And you know what? It always be the niggas that don't want nothing serious that fuck the shit out of you. They ain't.
Could make it make sense. Cause why are you making love to me?
Niggas would be like, I don't, you know, I don't see us going farther than this. They always be giving you the good, like, give me mediocre dick. Like,
give me I dick, like dick I can come back to. Like, yeah, I'll spin the block. But don't give me like
okay, yeah, he don't want nothing serious, but I ain't tripping about it. You know, whatever. They always want to give you that dick.
Don't give me like soul stirring dick. Don't hit it from the back and kiss my back at the same time. Or like
a little bit.
Oh, whisper
don't
nothing.
Don't missionary me while looking deep in my eyes. Like, don't do that. Like, I'm gonna start closing my eyes on niggas like this.
Like, stop talking to me. Stop saying good girl. Stop saying oh, like that. I love start it when you come. You so beautiful when you come. Like, what are you doing?
Go on somewhere with that, sir. Save this for your wife.
For your wife. You not trying to marry me.
Why is my dog pulling the covers off of me?
because Kelly said, get your ass up, please, mother.
Ma'am, I was covered up completely.
It is time to be functioning. Get up. Look at him. I really wish that people could see Kelly. We want to post one of these videos one day.
When I'm not looking like a homeless person.
So that people can see. And then that'll be the day Kelly want to act right in the background.
They should be in the background. Like, the other day, she's a terrorist.
Child, back to Garth and the whole it's not you, it's me. Why do men do that? Because it's not them. It's not you.
Be a little bit of you. So let me tell you, you can't fool me with that. That ain't you, it's me. Because if it was me. If it was, you know, you would be willing to fix it, because men, you don't want to lose something you deem important for not fighting your whatever that you need to get over. And men will get over whatever the fuck they need to get over for the right one. So don't need it. It's you. It's not you in the sense of, like, you know, you doing something wrong, but you just
not what they want.
You're just not it. And we gotta be okay with that. We're not going to always just be it for a person.
Because I feel like a bunch of us, like especially the spoiled girls, have this false sense of, like, I'm this bitch. I'm that bitch. Mm-hmm. What nigga ain't gonna want me? A bunch of them, hun.
A bunch of them.
Because motherfuckers want what they want. No matter how much money you got, how pretty you are, they want what they want. A Cheryl last week. Mm-hmm. People want what they want. Just because you think you got it, you think you cute and you this and you that, you may not possess the right qualities.
Mm-hmm. And you might be all of those things. That might not be what that nigga looking for.
And you know what? Reagan was very much what Garth was looking for. She checked all his boxes. She really did. Because she's pretty. She's smart. She's fluent in multiple languages, just like he is. She's, you know, well-traveled. Cultured.
Mm-hmm.
So you may say, and that's exactly what he was looking for, the qualities he gave to the dating agency. But he had placed Reagan in a different category because he felt like Reagan deserved to be loved, and instead of Garth being like, well, let me give her the love she did, you know, deserved.
Like, I'm down to my level, what I'm willing to
Garth
give.
Was like, no, I can't love you, but I can give you this dick, nigga. That's how your mind work. So instead of you
that's how
to cultivate something with somebody, you know, a person that you know gonna hold you down, you want to go be with a stranger in a loveless relationship?
That's how niggas mind work.
Why does your mind work that way? Is it crack?
It's cocaine.
Is it meth?
I got a little bit of money, so it's cocaine.
Ooh.
I saw something the other day. It said, stop adding secret ingredients to Coke. If y'all ain't gonna put the cocaine back in it, leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Coke don't need all these new flavors. If y'all ain't gonna put the cocaine back in it, leave it alone.
Hey. Just let Coke be Coke. It ain't got to be nothing special but Coke. Gee. You know what? This ain't got shit to do with shit. You know what I was thinking about the other day? Now, like, marijuana and stuff is becoming legal. They finna fuck it up. And it's gonna become like one of them drugs that kill people. Because they're gonna try to figure out a way to make more money off of it. So it's gonna fuck with the quality, and they're gonna add a bunch of synthetic shit and ruin it. Cause that's what money do. Ruin it. Cause I saw a tweet that said, when they make weed legal, just start growing your own shit or buy it off the street. Don't go in these dispensaries. Because they're going to put some additives in there to make you super addicted, just like tobacco.
They're going to have to do something to make you addicted to it, to make you coming back.
Just like tobacco with the nicotine and shit. They think they sweet.
Because it's a business now. It's a big business. You know, marijuana used to be little business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
5 and 9. That's a big business. So they're going to have to put something in there. So just like all these vape pens and stuff, you already see people can't even, like, leave the house without their vape pen.
And then the vape pen apparently do you worse than cigarettes do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they sleep. Don't let them ruin the marijuana. That is not what God intended. Let me not bring Jesus into this. Anyway.
No, not on the marijuana train.
It's supposed to be for healing purposes. Healing.
I look like Dixie right there. She makes this face all the time.
Something wrong with Dixie. And not like in a bad way, something wrong. But like Dixie is really before her time.
My bunny.
Bunny like 40. Mentally, she's like 40. But back to Garth and Reagan. So they spent that little 2 weeks fucking and whatnot. And one of Reagan's conditions was that after they would only fuck while they were in Spain. And then when they leave Spain, she wanted the dating service that he was using so that she can go find her somebody too. She told Garth that. Garth was like, what the hell you need it for? You don't need to find nobody to date. You are good like you are. And but he agreed to it. So they carry on in Spain, do their little fucking or whatever, and then they go back to their regular smegular lives, right? In Alaska. Mm-hmm. And when they get back, Garth never gives Reagan the information for the dating service. But they don't talk to each other for what, like 2 weeks? And so something happens. Like Garth really has like an epiphany, like, man, I really love Reagan. Like, I didn't fell in love with this girl while we were gone. So he decided he gonna tell her or call her and ask her to dinner so he can tell her the details. Well, of course, in true romance novel, fashion, the woman that he was supposed to originally take the Spain trip with pops up in Alaska.
Gets out of nowhere.
Talking about she hoping that they could spend the week together. Bitch, for one, how you find me?
How you know where I am? Like, it's supposed to be some kind of privacy law, ain't it?
Yes, because the dating service, this ain't even allowed. And for two, how you just gonna pop up on me and not call and think you finna spend a week with me? Girl, I have moved on. Well.
Girl, I got work this week.
Garth decides to take the woman out to dinner and, you know, let her down easy. And not in the office, just in case one of his brothers or something pop up and be like, who the fuck is this bitch? So, like, he decided to take her out to dinner. Well, the same time that he's taking this woman out to dinner, his sister Charm and Reagan are having dinner in the same restaurant. Mm-hmm. And so Reagan sees Garth with this lady, and she is distraught because she was like, my plan didn't work. Well, no shit,
don't love me.
Of course your plan didn't work. Because it's not supposed to work, right? You should have held yourself to a higher esteem.
Held yourself to a high standard.
Because you better than that. But no, you thought you was going to fucking suck your way into a loving relationship. I mean, technically she did. But you know
what I'm saying? Here nor there. It wasn't supposed to work.
From what she saw, it didn't work. And so the very next day, Reagan turns in her resignation. So they have a meeting. Garth gets to the meeting. Everybody looking at him like, what the fuck did you do, bitch?
What you do to Reagan? Because why she quit?
He was like, no, this is not going to happen. So he run over there to Reagan's little crib or whatever. He get there and he like, we need to talk about this. And she was like, no, I'm resigning. You have no say so in my life, honey. I do what I want to do. I got a job offer I'm taking it. And she was like, and Garth, you can leave. Get out of my house. My boy Garth took his coat off and sat down. He said, because the woman stay my daddy made with my mama. He said his mama. Is that he didn't fight to keep her or fight for her to stay in my life or some shit like that. And he was like, I'm not making that same mistake. And I was like, look at Garth.
He put his coat down. He was like, I'll be ready when you ready.
Him then grew up, honey.
What's the Netflix password?
What's the Wi-Fi password? Share your Wi-Fi with me. You see my phone popping up on you.
That boy, I want to be in your room and pout and do whatever the hell you want to do. But
that boy, Garth grew up.
I'll be waiting out here when you get ready. I need a nigga to do me like that.
Please.
Like, get out of my life. He was like, girl, take your stupid ass in the room and go to sleep.
Get out of here, like, girl, sit down.
Ready to go get some dim.
Sit down. That's how they gonna get me. You hungry? Yes.
Yes, I got some Popeyes beignets.
I got some Popeyes. No, I was just thinking. You want some of them beignets and Popeyes?
Yes, I do. Let's get in the car.
Remember in college, that's how Jermaine used to get Brittany after they got into them little arguments or whatever.
I'm not going back over to Jermaine.
I'm not going back over there. And he called, "You hungry?" She was like, "I'll be back." We ain't seen Brittany for 2 days.
Going to get something to eat. I'll be right back. 2 days later, Brittany.
3 days, Brittany gone. Tell me she was just going to get something to eat.
And he's still feeding her too, amen.
Get feeding her. Shout out to Brittany and Jermaine.
10 years later, he's still.
Oh Lord, have mercy. But yeah, and Reagan and Garth end up getting together like they supposed to be together, honey. And so they go to the Westmoreland, you know, they cousins still, they little benefit they have every year. And Garth has this very elaborate proposal set up. Like he get out of a holographic airplane and everything, y'all.
Very elaborate.
Like people with money just runs out. I feel like
his fear is that my fiance tries to do an elaborate proposal. I don't, don't like elaborate proposals, but I don't, and that's my biggest fear. You gonna get me somewhere, and then you.
And then I'm gonna feel pressure. It's just saying yes. I'm feel pressure, even though I probably do love you, and I probably do want to marry you.
I probably would have said yes regardless,
but like, now I have to say yes because we have an audience.
Marry me.
You just spent all this money. I don't need that. I just wanted to be me and you.
I really do, and I don't care about it being recorded. I don't care about, you know, like I honestly don't care about any of that. I really just wanted to be me and you, and I really would like you to. I mean, if you do it over like dinner. Or like, even, I don't even want to do it in like a crowded restaurant because I don't even want the Patriots to be like, congratulations! Oh, Lord. Nah,
just it just needs to be us. But you know what? I really want to just get married, which is me and whoever I'm married. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need a wedding. I don't want a wedding. A reception, yes. Because you know what I'm saying? I like the party. Give me a few drinks, good food, that kind of thing. Hell, yeah. But like the whole wedding thing, I don't need no fancy dress. None of this shit. Let me be cute at the reception. A little jumpsuit and shit. I'm all for being in a wedding. Please make me a bridesmaid, but I don't need that. I don't want to go through the hassle of like telling my friends, like, is this the dress I want y'all to get? And let's go buy these shoes and get this hairstyle and wear your makeup. Like, not invested in that.
I am definitely going to do the whole wedding thing.
We know Princess of Shababwa.
I don't think people expect any less than for me to do the wedding thing. And I really don't think somebody was like, oh, you know, I hate when people be doing too much. I feel like my friends know me and I don't think that they would expect less.
Right.
I just feel like people like Bridezilla, but I don't think they'd expect less than for me to want things particular.
I think the issue is people don't have friends.
I think that's the issue too.
Like if your friends feel the way about how you carry on about your wedding, then they really don't know you.
Mm-mm. Like my friends do, or what I feel like if I told them right now, I'm getting married and this is the dress I want you to get, will they be surprised that it's, you know, what it is? No.
Dress probably gonna be high as hell. They're gonna be like, really, Courtney, this high ass dress? Well, all right then.
We already got about this high ass dress.
Then you want us to fly to goddamn Timbuktu.
Sure, the other day she was like, what do you want your bachelorette trip? And I was like, honestly, for my bachelorette trip, I want to do LA, but I want to do like one day in Disneyland only because I want to like put on like the Mickey ears and the veil. And then we can do whatever, because you know, I've been to LA several times, but Disneyland is not quite as big as like Disney World, but I want to do like Disneyland for my like bridal shower or like bachelorette trip. And then we can do regular LA stuff, you know, for the rest of the weekend. But just one day.
Want us to be sweating.
Didn't be sweating.
This week, I'm fat, honey. Any physical activity, walking, talking.
You ain't even that big.
It don't matter. Anywhere I got to walk to, I'm gonna sweat a little bit.
Disneyland is just like walking around.
I sweat every day at work.
every day.
Walking back and forth. Get my steps in. So I know I'm be sweating this and that because we're going to be drinking.
We definitely going to be drinking.
Because that's all we do when we get together is drink and eat. That's a good life right there, I'm telling you. I really enjoy eating and drinking. Or just eating and eating.
Or just drinking and drinking.
That's a good time. It, but Reagan and Garth, get engaged or whatever, because we knew that was going to happen. That's how shit go. But I didn't think, I will say that in the beginning when Garth was going on the trip with the woman, I thought that the woman was going to make it on the trip. But he's going to realize that he didn't like her, end up with Reagan. That's what I thought was going to happen. But the fact that she didn't even make it to the trip was a surprise to me.
The fact that she showed up later was a surprise, because why are you here?
Sis, what possessed you? Bitches is bold, honey.
Hoes is bold.
Especially them bitches with the bald bodies. Because it's based on the description they said that she was like statuesque. But it was like...
It was given BBL.
It was paid for. It was given very much material girl.
Material girl. Get my material girl.
Ready to fight. Looking like a little bobcat.
Mm-hmm. She does look like a little wolf sometimes. You little wolf.
Look at
her. But yeah, so the whole Outlaws got this whole series. Well, I guess she's going to start. She's going to start writing that whole series. It is three of them out already. So, six of them. So, I just want Charm story, low-key.
Yeah, because Charm sounds like a handful.
Mm-hmm.
And like, who gonna make her settle down?
Once I get Charm story, I'll be good. But yeah, y'all, check it out.
Gala ain't much bigger than your microphone. That's why it's so funny. But she really thinks she's a big dog. Like, girl, get down.
Didn't you be mad when it's nap time?
Get down. My niece got a dog or whatever, a pit bull. And they're like the same height. Like when the dog stand up on his hind legs, him and Jovi are the same height. And like my kid, when she was like Jovi's age, she hated dogs. Like she would cry. But like Jovi be swatting the fuck out this.
Yeah.
Like, get back. I'm trying to walk here. So I got to concentrate. Me and these legs are new.
Me and his legs ain't new.
And we're trying to figure this thing out. She was like, move.
Well, that's why you don't get a dog. You got to get a dog so that the kids can grow up with the dog.
Mm-hmm. And like Jovi and that dog are like, she be like fucking with him. Like when he in his kennel, she be down there.
Dixie don't like other people dogs, but she likes Sterling because she's had Sterling since he was just big. So to her, he's
that's her dog. She knows this dog, even though Sterling is big as hell. But Jovi be pushing that little dog around. You know how most of the kids be like, a dog.
Get the dog away from me.
Now my little thug ass knee, she hitting him with a little, the little 1-2 combination. Look at Kata.
I gotta do a floppy covers one good time.
And send a fly. But she back at your neck. Real nigga.
All right, y'all. This is it for episode 4. Oh. Season 2, episode 4. Between the boom, boom, boom,
boom. And we out.
And we out. Out.